Joni Gragan's here. Let's talk health. You're listening to KSRO 1350. My guest, Natasha Trenev, she is the president and founder of Natron, Inc. And as I've said many times, my belief is that a good probiotic like Natron is the foundation of your health. It is so important to use a quality probiotic containing super strains with proven human health benefits with a guaranteed potency through printed expiration day. That is your baseline. That is your start. And if you can only get one thing, it means a good probiotic. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni. Are we ready to go?
We are ready to go. I was one of the things I thought, of course, everybody, and I've been talking about this on the program, but with Robin Williams committing suicide, a lot of people went, what? How? I mean, my goodness. But they're thinking more so about depression and anxiety and mood swings. And, you know, you've been talking, I mean, you were the first person I heard about it from, but you talk about the second brain and how we're really not even aware, again, of the connection between the brain and the gut, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a very complex system, and I think all of your listeners should take time to become aware of this connection between the first brain and the second brain in your gut, because it can change their life, really. And just to explain to them very shortly, because it is a very complex subject, your body really is a complex ecosystem made up of about 100 trillion microbes that must be properly balanced and cared for if you want to be healthy. It's really that simple. So without getting boring, this ecosystem has bacteria, fungus, viruses, protozoa, and they live in your gut, and they communicate with your immune system and your second brain, which is called the enteric nervous system, that is completely independent of your brain, or can cooperate with your brain and function together. So if you trash your second brain by dumping garbage into your gut, you're going to feel anxiety, mood swings, depression. It's a very simple outcome to a very complex problem.
And it's so interesting, too, because I remember when we were talking a little bit ago, and we're talking about the connection between the gut and the brain, how we do things, though. We'll sort of rub our tummy and go, oh, you know, I don't feel that well, or I have butterflies right in my stomach, or I'm feeling anxious. All of those sort of things going on, again, affecting my mood.
Absolutely. You know, it's really fascinating because the gut reactions happen outside of your conscious awareness. Most people are not cognizant of that because they're part of your autonomic or automatic nervous system, just like the beating of your heart.
Yes.
That's controlled by, you know, your autonomic nervous system. So your enteric nervous system contains about 500 million neurons. And you say, why so many?
Yes.
And because eating is laced with danger.
Oh.
Most people are not aware of that. So like the skin, the gut must stop potentially dangerous invaders such as bacteria and viruses from getting inside of your body.
Oh, my God.
So if the pathogen should cross the gut lining, the immune cells in the gut wall will secrete inflammatory substances, which includes, of course, histamine.
Right.
And it's detected by the neurons, so I don't want to get too technical, in the enteric nervous system. And so the gut brain then either triggers diarrhea or alerts the brain in the head, which may decide to initiate vomiting or both.
Oh.
So, you know, diarrhea and vomiting are both a protective cycle so that these pathogens don't get inside your body.
It's just, you know, it's so amazing because when you start thinking, you talk about, so the other thing that was fascinating, and I'm starting to understand it, is that the body is communicating all the time, isn't it? It is like, it's the gut, the brain. And what I was going to ask you, too, is it the vagus nerve? And does it have something to do with the communication between the gut and the brain?
Absolutely. You know, so if you can imagine a mad, you know, conversation going on between the microbes in your gut, between your nervous system, and now On top of this, most of the signals between your gut and your brain will travel along the vagus nerve, which is about 90% of them. So vagus in Latin means wandering.
Wandering, yes.
Yes, and so it's aptly named because this long nerve travels from your skull down through your chest and your abdomen, and it branches out into multiple organs.
Oh.
So you can see how complex the system is, and it's something called the cytokine messengers produced in your gut cruise up the brain along the vagus nerve highway, as we call it.
Yes.
So once in your brain, the cytokines tell your immune cells in your brain to perform certain functions, such as producing neurochemicals, which can make you angry, happy, or sad. And so some of these negative effects on your mitochondria, which can impact actually the production, and energy production, I should say.
Yes.
And cell death. So as well as adversely impacting a very sensitive feedback system that controls your stress hormones, including cortisol. So can you see the complexity of
yes.
this communication system and how important it is to your overall health?
And again, as you're talking, too, it's all connected. And like you said, the connection between the gut, the brain, and health, including, right, mental health.
Absolutely. Most people didn't realize that about 60% of schizophrenia is caused by dysbiosis or an imbalance in your gut. We're finding autism, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, even anorexia is caused by this disruption of this very important ecosystem in your body.
Oh, my goodness. That is very interesting because you think about when they treat anorexics. I wonder if they're using a probiotic as well. That's a very interesting I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense.
Because the anorexic sees themselves in a what I call unreal way. And I think the perception is affected. Your self-perception can be affected by changes in your gut flora.
Oh, my goodness. We have a call here from Norma. Good morning, Norma. You are on KSRO with Joni Greggins and Natasha Trenev. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Well, good morning, Joni. First of all, I want to say welcome back to the airwaves.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening to you for a very long time.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And also, I know you're now talking about Natron's Healthy Trinity.
Yes.
And I've been taking it for a very long time, too. Also, I heard about it first when I heard you talking about it.
Oh, thank
you.
And
so I decided to include it in my morning ritual of a few supplements. And I can say I'm very, very pleased. I rarely ever get colds or the flu. I look forward to the order every 90 days. They usually remember it and remind me about it.
Great.
And then it's also great because there's a newsletter in it, which I know is written by Natasha.
Oh, right. That is great. Isn't that a great newsletter?
Yes.
It is so informative.
Very, very interesting. And every month it's a different topic. I know one month it was on celiac disease. So I called a cousin of mine in the East Coast, and they are taking it. And they said it's really helped with that.
God, that's wonderful.
Yes, and also the probiotic cream. I really, really like the cream.
Oh, the face cream? Isn't it great?
Very, very nice.
It's so great.
Yeah, and then also good news is I now have my husband taking it, and he's very pleased with it, too.
That's what we do for our husbands. If we love them, we make them take it because we want them to live.
Yes. I just wanted to, let you know. And
thank you. Thank you, Norma. Isn't that nice, Natasha?
Oh, that's very nice. I really appreciate it. That's why you and I are still around, because we love to hear these success stories. We're old-timers. Pour our heart into helping people, and that's the main objective of our, life's work.
Yes, yes. And then to hear someone like Norma call in. Norma, thank you so much. What lovely words to start the day. I mean it.
You're very
And there's nothing
very
like well. Someone, that shares, Natasha, again, and for my listeners as well, we can say everything, but to have a listener call in that has been, taking Natron for all these years and it really sees that it's improved her health and have her husband. That's what it's all about. You know, what can I say? So, again, thank you, Norma. But I wanted to, but again, there's so much, you know, that's why every week we talk about it. But I think with the mental health and the gut, it is a concept that people, you know, are trying to figure. But when you really think about it, when you're anxious, all of that, it's always somewhere in the gut, and you feel it. I mean, it really, when you don't feel well, you rub your stomach. All of that is, again, but is that a communication right there, Natasha?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the enteric nervous system is one of the developments, you know, maybe about 100 million years ago. And probably that's the best way to describe what we call the gut instinct.
Aha.
And you know, that communication from that enteric nervous system, which is affected by microbes in your gut, the crosstalk, the signaling, you know, if you can imagine millions of signals going on every day as bacteria are trying to either help you or take advantage of you, and all of these neurons and, you know, various cytokines, you know, reacting to all this signaling and crosstalk, and you're functioning well. And so all of a sudden, when you start feeling bad, you don't know, maybe it was not only did the lunch upset your stomach, but the food particles that didn't get digested properly become now poisons in your body, affecting your mood and your well-being.
Exactly. And so much, as we were saying, so much goes, everything starts in the gut. And that's why every week we talk with Natasha. I just want you to, again, learn about how important it is, because it's all about your health. And the foundation of health is Natron's Healthy Trinity. Natasha, thank you so much for being my guest this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Joni, and I hope all of your listeners have a wonderful Saturday.
Thank you. That's Natasha Cheniff. I'm Joni Greggins. You're listening to KSRO 1350.